Father, we thank you for your presence in this place today. I connect to the grace at work already in this atmosphere. Make demand on the mantle of my Father. Make demand on the oil of my Father. Make demand, O God, on the allocated anointing for this Ignite conference. And I ask, Lord, that you bless your people this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we give Jesus a very big clap of hands? Help me welcome somebody by your right or your left, and please take your seat in God's presence. Hallelujah. My assignment here this morning is a walk of a forerunner, and I trust the Lord that the Lord will prepare our heart for the heavy download that is still going to come our way this morning. Quickly this morning, I want to take us further from what God has been blessing us with on this mountain, with the word chart titled, The Emergence of a Fire Generation. The emergence of a fire generation, or you can say the emergence of a burning generation. Our objective this morning, number one, is understanding the root of the fire or burning generation. Understanding the root of the fire generation. And number two is understanding the nature or the qualities of the fire generation. And lastly this morning is understanding the secret to be recruited into the burning generation, into the fire generation. The theme of this conference is a shining, a burning, and a shining light. Our anchor text is from Acts chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4. He said, and when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I pray that on this mountain, as we have already started experiencing it, we shall be filled with the Holy Ghost afresh in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that we're going to experience that Pentecost once again in our midst at this Ignite conference in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say a believer, say amen. Now, firstly, what are the things to note about the root of the fire generation or the burning generation? The first thing I would like us to know, that the God we serve, his essential nature is fire. The God that we serve, his essential nature is fire. God's essential nature is fire. Is the number one root of the fire that we burn with. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29, the Bible says, for our God is a consuming fire. What does that mean? It means that God doesn't just have fire. God himself is fire personified. In Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 3, he says, understand therefore this day, that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee as a consuming fire. So God's essential nature is fire. He is not just having fire, he is fire himself. So it's the root of the fire that we burn with. Number two, what is the root of the fire that we burn with? We were created in this same supernatural nature of fire. Man was created in this same nature of fire. For Bible speaking in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 to 27, he said, and God said, let us make man in our own image. If you look at verse 27, he says, so God created man
in his own image. And what is that image? It is the image of fire. We were created. God's nature is fire. And we were created in the nature of fire. In that same image. I'm here to decree this morning. Somebody's fire is about to erupt in this generation. If you are the one, I will recognize you with your loud shout of thunderous amen. Number three. What is the root of the fire that we born with? Number three, the end time army is an army of fire. The end time army that we are being recruited into is an army of fire. In Joel chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, the Bible says, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the money spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there had not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Next verse. He said, these people, a fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burned. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them is a desolate wilderness. In fact, nothing shall escape their fire. Nothing shall escape their fire. I'm here to decree that this generation shall not escape the fire of God that is burning in your life from this conference. If you are saying amen, shout a believer, say amen. So God is recruiting and raising an end time army of fire. A fire generation of believers that will erupt fearful manifestation on earth in these last days. This Ignite conference is a fire initiation. This Ignite conference is a fire induction. You have been congregated to be set on fire and to be sent forth into our generation to born as a burning light and a shining light. This generation shall not escape the fire of God in your life. I said nations of the world shall not escape the fire of God in your life. If you are ready to burn, shall fire. Number four, what is the root of fire by which we burn? The truth is that the enemy wants to keep God's people in ignorance of their divine nature of fire. That's the fourth thing to note, rather. That the enemy wants to keep you in ignorance of that divine nature of fire. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. The truth is that the number one weapon of the enemy is to keep believers ignorant of what they are made of. You can't be wired for fire and still be fireless. I can let you know that not every explosive explodes. Not every match burns. That stick match burns. It is possible to be wired for fire but never experience fire. It is possible to be wired for fire but remain fireless. But I decree today and in this conference, somebody's fire material is about to be engulfed with the Holy Ghost fire. I don't know how many fire materials are in the house. I said somebody's fire material is about to be set on fire. If you are the one, let your amen roar like a thunder. The truth is that we were made by fire as fire for fire. We were made by fire, talking about God, as fire, talking about us, for fire, to set our generation on fire. Made by fire, as fire for fire. That is why in Isaiah 61, it says, don't remain at potential level. Science made us to realize that potential energy is energy at rest. Can carries potential, but it is not yet kinetic. It is energy at rest. Isaiah 61 says, arise! Don't carry fire material and remain fireless. He said, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. I pray for as many people under the sound of my voice. You are returning from this conference as a mobile fire to go and set your location on fire, to set your generation on fire, to set your campuses on fire. If you are a fire vessel, give the Lord a shout. The fifth thing to note concerning the root of our fire is that God's children are expected to exist and operate on earth at the frequency of fire. We are expected to exist and operate on earth at the frequency of fire. Have you ever seen a slow fire? How many of that have you seen? When fire is burning, the speed is incredible. No wonder that scripture, Romans 12:11, that we have been reading even from the beginning of this conference, says, not slothful in business, fireful, that's the word fervent, filled with fire in your spirit, serving the Lord. Hear me? If you are not fervent or fireful in the spirit, your service may not be impactful in your generation. Your presence may not be felt in your generation. It takes fire to be recognized. Was it the founder of Methodist Church that says, I set myself on fire and my generation gathered to watch me burn? I'm here to decree, nobody has ever denied the presence of fire. Nobody has ever seen fire and said, I am not aware. I decree from today, people that didn't know about you, by the time you step out of this conference, your news shall spread abroad. Your news shall spread abroad. Your impact shall spread abroad. If you are saying amen, say amen like a thunder. Take your seat. Do we have scriptural examples of burning fire, burning lights? People that operated at the frequency of fire. People that encounter fire in the scripture. Quickly, let me share a few of them. Number one was Moses, or is Moses. It was a fire encounter that brought Moses into destiny. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, the Bible said, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Hear me? It was fire that introduced Moses into ministry. It was fire that brought Moses into destiny. I don't know who is being passed through an initiation of fire at this conference. The reason why you came here is for fire to announce you. It's for fire to initiate you. It's for fire to induct you. There is somebody that has come for this conference. You are about to be set on fire. And that fire will announce you to your generation. If you are the one, let your amen sound like thunder. The second example of fire encounter was Elijah. In fact, Elijah knew nothing but the language of fire. That was all Elijah knew. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 23 to 24, he said, let them therefore give us two bullocks. And let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under. He said, I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. Verse 24. And call ye on the name of your gods. And I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people said, answered and said, it is well spoken. It was fire that differentiated Elijah from other prophets in his generation. I am here to decree, fire is about to separate you apart. Maybe that word is not for everybody, but there is somebody here that fire is about to distinguish you. The fire of God is about to differentiate you. The fire of God is about to set you apart in your family, among your hatreds, among your classmates. If you are saying amen, shout it out, amen. You carry fire on your head and you are in the market. Everybody will notice your presence. If fire is burning, even if it's a pot of fire, and fire, you have a pot of fire on your head and you are walking in a crowded market, nobody can deny you are there. Everybody will begin to look, who is this person? Who is this person? Who is this person? After this conference, by the time you return to your location, people that knew you before, they will begin to ask, what has happened to him? What has happened to her? What has happened to him? What has happened to her? If you are the one, let your image shine like a thunder. Take your seat, number three. Who is the third example? John the Baptist, who is the major person for this program. He was a mobile burning fire. He was a mobile burning fire. In John chapter 5, verse 35, he says, he sent unto John, and he bear witness. Give me, start from John 5, 35, start from 34. Okay, but I received not answer. Okay, go to 35 now. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. He was a burning. He was a mobile burning fire. John the Baptist existed in his time. How many people can pitch their altar in the bush and people are coming there? It takes some level of magnetic anointing to pull people from the city into the forest. They could not deny what he carried. I've always told people that it is not the distance but the substance that gathers people anywhere. When you carry substance, people don't remember distance. Is somebody hearing me? When you carry people, nations gather here every Sunday. People don't remember that America is 18 hours when they come to worship here on Sunday morning. They don't remember that Canada is 20 hours when they gather. When you carry substance, people will not remember distance. That was the same experience of John the Baptist. The substance that he carried was too much. People left the city. Our father told us on the first night that people gather to some people, but for him, cities gathered. Cities gathered unto John. Until all Jerusalem had to gather in the bush. For a man that was a mobile burning fire. I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody is about to be initiated from this conference into that same frequency of fire. Into that same frequency of fire. Hear me? There is no female Holy Ghost. So when I'm talking, I'm not just talking to brothers. There are sisters that are here. Holy Ghost does not have a female version. Are you hearing me? There are sisters that are here. You are about to be launched like a missile into your generation from this conference. If you are the one, shout yes, Lord. Take your seat. My time is going. Who is our fourth example? The Master Jesus Christ himself. In fact, he was fire personified and fire glorified. He was fire personified and fire glorified. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 12. Revelation 1, 12 to 14. He said, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his ears were white like wool, as white as snow. How do we describe his eyes? His eyes were as a flame of fire. As a flame of fire. Are you hearing me? It is not everybody that devils can look at. There are people, somebody testified, was it with me on Sunday, and said that, I can't remember whether Sunday or Wednesday yesterday, that as a father, the Lord was blowing the instrument, fire was coming out of that instrument. Is somebody hearing me? There are people here, after this conference, your eyes will be emitting flames of fire. What finished your father, you will finish it. What finished others, your family, you will finish it. That fire that you will catch from this place, in the name of Jesus, will burn every demon of your father's house. If you are saying amen, say a loud amen.
And the last example, number 5, were the early disciples. Higher. In fact, people anoint people with oil. The apostles were anointed with fire. Molten magma. When people are anointing people, they pour oil. When God was anointing the disciples at the upper room, he poured fire on them. It was fire that was poured on them. We read it. Acts chapter 2, verse 3. When he said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon their head. Oil is what they used to anoint some people. Fire was used to anoint them. We are about to experience the same thing in this conference. Because there is a dimension of anointing with oil, and there's another dimension of anointing with fire. The anointing that we will experience from the life and ministry of our Father at this conference is anointing with fire. With fire. Somebody shout fire. Shout fire. Give some echo to it. Fire. Yeah. Give the Lord a shout. Take your seat. The question at this juncture is that what was the impact of fire on the early disciples? What did fire do to them? What did fire do to them? Number one, the fire, which is what fire will do to you at this conference and from this conference, the fire destroyed obscurity and imparted visibility. The fire they caught at the upper room, like we will catch at this conference, during this conference, destroyed obscurity and imparted visibility. In fact, in Acts chapter 2, verse 5 to 6, the Bible said the people that didn't know them before, who were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation. Now, when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. Because every man heard that they speak in no language. You know what happened? They were at the upper room for 50 days. Nobody knew they were there. Some of them were going to buy markets. Nobody knew. But suddenly when fire landed on them, that obscurity that covered their destiny was lifted. Suddenly they became visible to their generation. People that didn't know that Peter carried fire suddenly recognized that what is sitting on this man. There are people from your family. There are people from your village. There are people. By the time you return from this conference, that visibility, preferably, that has not been there over your life is coming alive in the name of Jesus. I heard our father said, illumination causes attention and attraction. Illumination, anywhere. If there is a light that comes up here brighter than the other existing ones, all of us, our attention will go there. Illumination causes attention and attraction. And attraction brings audience anywhere. When you carry attraction, you suddenly have audience. Is somebody hearing me? So the fire destroyed their destiny obscurity and imparted them destiny visibility. Number two, what did the fire do to them? The fire melted their timidity and imparted boldness. The fire melted the same Peter, execution of Jesus, that a small girl approached and said, that are you not one of them that followed him? If you permit me to say it in today's northern slang, say, wallahi talai, I knew him not. Peter looked at the girl and said, hey, me kai mana, wallahi talai, I don't know him more. That was the level of timidity that Peter had. But when fire came on the day of Pentecost, Peter walked out with fire on his head and said, men and brethren of Jerusalem, hear me! By the time he was through with them, 3,000 of them, the Bible said, their heart caught them. And they began to ask, what shall we do? Timidity died. Boldness came in. There are people that will walk out of this conference. You will walk to the same thing that defeated you. And you will go back to defeat that thing. You will walk to the same thing that confronted you. You will go back to confront that power. If you are standing and say, amen. Timidity is the enemy of destiny. Are you hearing me? There are things you cannot achieve with a timid life. It takes boldness to fulfill destiny. Timidity is a limitation to capacity. Ability to stand up and do what God has called you to do. I heard our fathers in the Lord say, you don't rule your word by height. You rule your word by heart. By heart, heart. Fire melted timidity and imparted boldness. Number three, what did fire do to them? The fire destroyed laxity and lethargy and imparted velocity and urgency. The fire destroyed laxity and lethargy and imparted velocity and urgency. Our father spoke about it extensively in the first day. The Bible said they continue with what I call breaking bread from house to house. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 to 47. And did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And this fire made the Lord to add to the church daily as should be saved. They moved at the frequency of fire after the Pentecostal experience. And number what? Number five. Is it five? Four. What did fire do to them? The fire melted inferiority and imparted capacity. The fire melted inferiority and imparted capacity. In Acts chapter 2, verse 43, he said, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders are the signs and wonders that were done by the same apostles. In fact, it was after fire came on them that they are tied to change from disciples to apostles. It was an apostolic ordination, apostolic induction. Hear me? The fire of the Holy Ghost kills failure mentality. Holy Ghost fire kills failure mentality. That is why I pray under the unction that backs up this commission. Every demon of I cannot, I don't have the capacity, please leave me. That demon of I can't is checking out of your life under the heat of fire. When fire comes upon your hidden potential, it unleashes it like a rocket launch. You don't really know you are in Christ until you pass through fire. That is when your potentials like treasures, the diamonds and the gold you carry inside of you, are brought out after the furnace of fire. That is why this meeting shall be a fire baptism for someone. I don't know who that person is. Say a louder amen. Finally, as I close in the next few minutes, Lord help me. Praise God. Let me jump. What are the secrets of being part of the fire generation? As I close, what are the secrets of being part of fire generation? There's more time to say, more things to say, but not more time to say it. Number one, passion for God. Desire is always the fuel for fire. Desire is always the fuel for fire.
Your passion for God determines your portion in God. Your heart for God determines your part in God. If you want to be recruited into the burning generation, be sold out to God. Be sold out to God. Number two, what is the secret of being recruited into the burning generation, the fire generation? It is the intensity of prayer. You must have a burning prayer altar for you to catch fire to live a burning life. Leviticus chapter 6 verse 13 says the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. These are the secrets we have seen in the life of our Father in the Lord. Ceaseless prayers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 say pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. The truth is that prayerless people are fireless people. The level of prayer you can pray determines the level of fire you can catch. Don't come here to look for boyfriend. Don't come here to, listen, don't come here. Marriage is important. But make the issue of marriage secondary for this conference. Now, mommy has spoken about marriage and you shall be married properly. But make it secondary. Make your primary reason for being here that you are here to catch fire. Then if God will now settle you maritally, let that be secondary to you. Seek it first. Are you hearing me? Be here. Position yourself to catch fire. And number three, what is the secret of being recruited? It is word insight. Spend quality time reading, listening, and meditating on the scriptures. No wonder 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved to God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Hear me? Don't wait to have time for Bible, for study. Create time for it. I told a group of people, DLTC graduates, in our location. I said, when you pray, you talk to God. But when you read the Bible, God talks to you. So there are people who only pray. So they have been busy talking to God. But God has not been talking to them. Why? Because they have not been opening the Bible. So if you only pray, yeah, you are prayerful, but you never open the Bible. You have been talking to God, but God has not been talking to you. So it is a balance. When you pray, you talk to God. But when you read the Bible, God talks to you. That is why you need a balance. You can't have hours of prayer, but no time for word study. You are just busy talking to God, but God is not talking to you. Number four, second to the last. What is the secret of being recruited into the burning generation? It is existence for kingdom purpose. What do you want to use the fire to do? You want to use the fire to post? You want to use the fire to tell people that you're on fire? What purpose is the fire for? When you set your cooker on fire, there is an intention to cook. When you set matches on fire, there is an intention to light something. Why are you here to catch fire? What do you want to use the fire to do? A purposeless fire may never come. A purposeless fire may never come. What is your intention with the fire you have come to catch on this mountain? Have a kingdom vision for the fire. Have a kingdom vision for the fire. That was what John the Baptist used his fire to do. He used the fire to burn and evangelize his generation for repentance. And finally, number five. What is the secret of being recruited into the burning generation? It is association and impartation by fire mantle. Association with and impartation by fire mantles. Hear me? Physically and spiritually, fire is transferable. How many of you have been in candlelight sessions and the first fire is lighted on one candle and people begin to take fire from the candle that has been lighted and they say, this one will spread. So fire can be transferred. So your association determines your fire. And that is why you have come into this conference. Because I'm glad to let you know that God has made our Father a mobile fire for many years. And we are privileged to be part of the people that caught the fire from him. That caught that fire. And in our own little way, we are burning. Like the moon is positioned beside the sun. And from the fire that moon received from the sun, the moon is burning. That's why I said in Romans chapter 1 verse 11. Paul speaking, Romans 1:11. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts, to the end that ye may be established. Our Father in the Lord has longed for youth to gather at this conference, that it may take out of the fire that it carries, and our Father and Mother in the Lord, and distribute that same fire upon your heads. How many people are ready for fresh fire here? Maybe not everybody. But if you are ready for fire here, jump on your feet with a shout. Lift up your hands and choir, sing that song again. Lord, I'm ready for revival, for anointing, for fresh fire. Just take it, just in 1 minute, and I will hand over the microphone. Marcos, somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Jeka parakata kabalagadagada. Look, go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. I've been given extra time for prayers. Is somebody ready to catch fire now? Go ahead and sing that song. Pray in the Holy Ghost. How many fire materials I hear this morning? I will need song backup. Maybe you can share it. I will still need the backup.